When Sharon Sprague and her husband Dick moved to Sasby Island in the middle of the Wrangell Narrows in 1975, they had to build a life from scratch.
We started with nothing. There wasn't any water here, there was no electricity, nothing.
Since then, they've created what some might call a homestead. They have their own hydroelectric power system. Chickens run around in the garden, and plump fruit hangs off trees ripe for picking.
These are cherries. They're just starting to come.
Here's a good tasty one, right?
Delicious.
Go ahead, take them all.
They built this place to get away and live out on their own. And together with a group of other isolation-inclined individuals, they helped found the city of Kuprinov, the smallest city in southeast Alaska. It sits on the shore of Kuprinov Island, just next to the Sprague's house, and on the opposite side of the Narrows from Petersburg. It started when residents who lived on the island decided they were sick of Petersburg, and so organized themselves into an independent city. And the Sprague's went with them. And Sharon Sprague says Petersburg and Kuprinov are separate for a good reason.
The two communities are so opposite.
That opposition has boiled over in recent years when Kuprinov fought the establishment of the borough of Petersburg. They lost that battle, meaning they had to pay more money into Petersburg's coffers, but they retained their status as a city. And at a recent council meeting, jokes at Petersburg's expense flew over breakfast of watermelon slices, sausages, and eggs.
Has the assembly over there provided you with breakfast yet?
That's Tom Reinartz. He's Kuprinov's mayor, but he says in a city so small, the mayor is not just the mayor.
I'm also the police chief and the fire chief.
And everyone has to play a hand here. Butch Anderson's been living here for about 8 years. He turned up to the council meeting one day just to see what was going on.
There was an extra seat open, so they voted. I got one vote. I got in by landslide, one vote.
He likes it here because he can kind of do what he wants.
I'm a hermit. Because I live alone and enjoying life. I don't like heat. My house, it'll get down to, I'd say 25 inside. Then I will light the fire.
They're idiosyncratic. They keep to themselves. And because of that, sometimes it's hard to remember just how many people actually live here.
Our official population is 24.
I thought it was 25. I read 25.
Maybe 25, I can see.
24 or 25. Their six-member council makes up about a quarter of their population. And while they say they've not always seen eye to eye, they do have a common bête noire, the city of Petersburg. According to Butch Anderson, they're Petersburg's
red-headed stepchild. They're still, we want you guys to follow our rules so we can tell you how to live your life over here.
So now it's their 40th anniversary, and they're determined to show Petersburg they're here. They've been here for a long time, and they are here to stay.
We need to make a big splash so that our friends across the bay, Petersburg East, and I say that, Joe, because the Petersburg folks call us Petersburg West.
They're proud to be Kuprinov, and they know with so few people, it will always be a struggle to survive. But Sharon Sprague, standing on her dock, looking out over both communities, has the answer.
If you've got a group of people and they have one goal and they all feel the same and they're a unit, they have strength.
What should the goal be going forward, do you think?
To keep it like it is. This is a jewel.
And it's a jewel that'll always be a bugbear to Petersburg.
They hate us. We're a thorn in their side. They just wish we'd go away. But we're not going to.
And if it was up to Sharon Sprague, they'd be a thorn in Petersburg's side for another 40 years to come. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.